Good morning. I'm Elliot Bourget.
And I'm Alex Matthews.
And I'm Andrew McGuire. Welcome to a special episode of the Bear Facts, where we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Catholic Schools Week is a special time each year when we celebrate the difference that schools like Garrigan and Seton make. This year's Catholic Schools Week theme is Faith, Academics, and Service, and we'll be stressing all those throughout the week. The celebration starts this weekend when Garrigan students will be serving as lectors, cantors, and ushers in all the area parishes.
We'll begin our Schools Week with a special Catholic Schools Week Mass. Garrigan graduate Father Paul Isley, a former priest at both St. Cecilia's and St. Joe, will be coming back to celebrate the liturgy. We'll have a black and gold day on Tuesday, and the cheerleaders and dance squad will hold a special pep rally at Seton. Wednesday night, the speech students will hold their annual speech spectacular, and Thursday, the middle school will have their education fair.
Friday, Garrigan will host the Chamber of Commerce coffee, and that afternoon, Garrigan students will be treated to a special movie presentation. We'll finish up Catholic Schools Week with a Pack the Gym night as the Bears take on Iowa Falls.
13 Garrigan students got up very early this morning. They left at 5:30 a.m. to head over to Sioux City for the first ever Crusader Quiz Bowl at Bishop Heelan High School. Garrigan is a small school entered in today's tournament, and they will be competing head-to-head with the Class 4A schools in Sioux City.
There are three Golden Bear teams competing today. The first team includes senior Craig Kohlhaas, junior Matthew Faulkner, and freshman Hannah Bernhard, Zach Kolash, and Tony Kolash. Playing on the second teams are seniors Philip Dietrich and Rachel Birdie, junior Allison Frieders, and sophomores Levi Bernhard and Jacob Hamilton. The Bears' final team includes junior Grace Style and freshman Gabby Style, Mark Faulkner, and Taylor Ehrlich. Good luck to Coach David Bear and the Quiz Bowl team.
Last weekend, the Golden Bear speech team competed at the District Large Group Contest at Algona High. Garrigan earned several Division I or excellent ratings at district contests. Earning ones were the acting ensembles Taking Off with Lizzie Holmeister, Philip Dietrich, Sean Vasky, and Rachel Birdie, and A Mustache and a Mattress with Amelia Goetzer and Mark Faulkner. The short film Uninvited also earned a one. It was produced by Austin Sauls, John Richter, and Sam Evers.
Also receiving top ratings were two improvisation groups, which included Levi Bernhardt, Hannah Borsley, Matthew Faulkner, Melanie Mergen, Corey Ryder, Sean Hart, Jake Hamilton, and Neil Coop. The group Mime Amusement Park earned a one for Logan Coombe, Michaela Furch, Hannah Borsley, and Alyssa Kirsch. The final excellent rating went to the musical theater presentation Everybody Ought to Have a Maid, with Philip Dietrich, Sean Vasky, Alex Matthews, and Neil Coop.
The speech performers will present their award-winning presentations at the annual Speech Spectacular, which will be next Wednesday, February 1st at 6:30 p.m. They then move on to the state contest, which will be Saturday, February 4th at Spencer. Congratulations to Coach Mary McCall and David Barrow and the speech team.
This past week, the BGHS senior class headed over to Cedar Falls, where they spent 2 days at the North American Martyrs House for their class retreat. For the past several years, the senior retreat has been planned by Garrigan graduate Father Tim Johnson. The seniors enjoyed having a couple days off from their classes, but they also learned more about themselves and their faith.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Andrea Altman. Here to tell you about Andrea is Victor Birdie.
Andrea Altman's biggest activity is probably cheerleading. She's also involved in both large group and individual speech, as well as Christian Leadership in Action. Andrea is a National Honor Society member, and she's also one of the few girls to work on Bishop Garrigan's website. You may have even heard her announcing here on the Bear Facts. Andrea will be off to college in the fall, where we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, Victor. On our Golden Bear calendar, the Quiz Bowl team is in action at Sioux City Heelan today, and tonight the varsity basketball team hosts Garner Hayfield. Catholic Schools Week begins this weekend, with Garrigan students helping out with parish masses.
Tomorrow afternoon, the Caseys will have their regional free throw contest at Garrigan. The event was rescheduled from last Sunday, and it starts at 3 p.m. Monday, we'll have short classes, followed by the big Catholic Schools Week Mass. We'll have a collection for the care team at Mass.
Tuesday, there's a black and gold day at school, and that night, the Golden Bears will take on Algona High. The JV games are across town, and Garrigan's hosting a varsity contest. A tech team meal will be served during the games.
Wednesday, we'll be having an early dismissal for teacher in-service. That night at 6 p.m., large group speech students will present their speech spectacular. Then Thursday night, the 7th and 8th graders will have their education fair, which is at Garrigan this year.
Friday is the Feast of St. Blaise, and we'll have the annual Blessing of the Throats that day. Garrigan hosts the Chamber Coffee Friday morning, and the whole school will go to the State 5 theaters for an afternoon at the movies.
Friday night will be a senior night for the basketball team, cheerleaders, and dance squad. The after-prom committee will serve a meal that night when the Bears host Iowa Falls Island. The next Saturday, there's a state speech contest at Spencer.
That's the Bear Facts for Catholic Schools Week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.